Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you through a Friday afternoon. Later on tonight, we go back to the hardwood. Our high school boys basketball matchup tonight on our Cleveland Clinic cage matchup features Lorraine at Cleveland Heights in a huge Lake Erie League matchup. And we're talking more high school hoops with Joel Hammond. Joel, as always, a pleasure, my friend. How was Vegas last weekend?
Andy, thanks for having me. It was a great trip. Glad to be back home, though.
Yes, totally understood. You were telling me why, off the air, why you're so pleased to be back home. Well, Friday night, my friend, you missed a lot of excitement. There was a lot of excitement for all the wrong reasons in the Elyria Catholic Parma game, but there was a lot of excitement for all the right reasons with a number of buzzer beaters and very, very close games. You know, Joel, it's interesting. I think last Friday really puts things into perspective. As we were talking a week ago, you know, we were saying, you know, on paper, there just don't appear to be many intriguing matchups. I, of course, had one which we figured would be pretty tight and we figured would be pretty close in Keystone and Buckeye, and that lived up to the billing. But there were a lot of other matchups last week where, again, we looked at them on paper and said, this doesn't strike you as the kind of game that'll come down to the final moments. But, boy, there were a ton last Friday.
You know, it's funny, Andy. Last week I wrote about Trey Brooks, who from Open Door, who, you know, kind of framed it as this kid had the opportunity that a lot of us practice in the driveway about, you know, making a buzzer beater and giving his team the win. And then, you know, about 12 hours after that paper hits doorsteps, we have like 5 in one night. So I might have to recap all those one night. But I think those, you know, those close games are a matter of there's a lot of evenly matched teams in the area. And, you know, you saw a lot of those closely contested games on Friday night.
Yeah, no question about that. And now we're getting a clearer picture as to what the tournament seedings might look like. I mean, the girls had their seedings pairings released a little bit earlier this week. And, you know, with the boys' side of things, I feel like you're getting a much, much better idea as to how things are going to look here come tournament time, which, believe it or not, is just a couple of weeks away. But to get back to the buzzer beaters and the excitement that was provided last Friday night, one of the aforementioned buzzer beaters, Devian Williams at Elyria, and he was named the Player of the Week this week. What was it that he did last week that stood out to you?
Well, he had 24 against Strongsville. He's had a really good year all around. You know, I know Justin Kep from Elyria gets a lot of attention, although he's missed a little bit of time with an injury. But, you know, Devian Williams has had a really good year. I think he averages about 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, solid all-around player. I know they've taken their lumps in the conference, but it's a really good league, and he's had a great year. He hit his third buzzer beater of the season, Andy. You know, you talk about guys that have done it once. Devian's done it 3 times, and so he did it again against Strongsville, and that got him back to 9-9, and they're looking to close out strong before the tournament begins.
Interesting you bring that up, the fact that he's had more than one buzzer beater this year. We had learned that Brody Cool of Keystone has hit his fair share of buzzer beaters this year also. So it's just funny how this whole county has broken down like that. You have guys that have just had some sort of flair for the theatrics. They've been able to really make these shots count when the pressure has been on the line. Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond, and you, of course, many of you picked up and read some of Joel's work this morning in the latest edition of the Chronicle Telegram. And one of the things you do on a weekly basis is you write a nice little feature, and you talked about the feature you wrote on Open Door last week. This week, you had a chance to talk to the Collazo brothers. What was your biggest takeaway from your interview with those two?
Yeah, what a fun story. John and Josue Collazo from First Baptist, they just, each of them hit the 1,000-point mark this season within about a month of each other. I think it was about 5 weeks. They both did it against Lawrence School. Really fun conversation. It's funny, Andy, I called John's cell phone, okay? His coach gives me his cell phone number. And about midway through our conversation, I hear some stuff in the background when I'm talking to John. And I kind of made out it was something like, tell him this, tell him this. And I'm like, hey, is your brother there? Do I hear your brother too? And, yeah, he's like, yeah, you're on speakerphone. It was a fun conversation. You know, we got the – Josue is a little bigger than John, and so he likes to, you know, rub it in. He's a year younger. He's a junior. John's a senior. So Josue was rubbing it in that, you know, he was bigger and a little bit stronger in the post maybe. So fun conversation. What a cool story. You know, you have two brothers, Andy. I've got a brother, and you know there's a lot of rivalry in the driveway and really fun. You know, I would have loved to play basketball with my brother for 3 years. These kids have played basketball with each other at First Baptist for 3 years now. And I asked them, you know, pretty cool to play with your brother for on the varsity team, and they both said, yeah, and it just makes you kind of think back to your childhood and your high school days, and really would have liked that experience too. So fun conversation. If you haven't picked up the paper, do so to read about those two.
Well, yeah, and it's an interesting story because, as you mentioned, Joel, both of those guys scoring over 1,000 points in their career. And I think it's also fun, too, because you went into this thing with the intent of doing an interview with just one, but you end up getting them both because you found out, oh, hey, my brother's right here, too. He's just kind of pushing and he's prodding in order to kind of give me some coaching here and let me know what to say.
Yeah, they were really funny. And you know, it's talking to their coach, Darren Snelling, he said, not only are they good basketball players, they're both good kids. And I got that sense from them on the phone, too. They were funny. They were engaging. And I'll be pulling for those guys the rest of the year. They began their conference tournament last night. And so I'll be pulling for them for the rest of the season, no doubt.
Talking high school hoops with Joel Hammond here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I know we talk about the top five quite frequently, but it's one of those things that certainly draws a heck of a lot of attention. So we'll draw back to it here. No changes in this week's top five. And I think if you look at the way things played out last week, you could certainly see why. But, you know, as you put the top five together, was it a tough decision for you? Were there any teams out there that really made a compelling argument for you that really kind of made you scratch your head and say, should one of these teams on the outside looking in maybe crack the top five this week?
Well, Andy, Keystone's had a really good year. You know, they're not going to win a division title in the pack, but, you know, because of Clearview and because of Wellington, both teams having a great year. But I'd love to find a way to sneak Keystone in, but I just can't justify moving Clearview, Keystone, Elyria, Vermilion, and Lorain out of the top five. You know, Lorain had a tough week. They lost to Maple Heights. They lost to Garfield Heights. And in fact, I'll be out tonight as well at Cleveland Heights with your guys' crew. That'll be a good game as Lorain tries to avenge their loss to Cleveland Heights early in the year. But, you know, Lorain is a solid number one. I would have, you know, Vermilion lost to them by one early in the year, but then Vermilion goes and loses. You know, puzzling loss for Vermilion, Andy, to a very shorthanded EC team. Really solid win for EC. And then Elyria, again, I just can't move them out of their three spot. I know they've had a tough year in their league, but, you know, they beat Clearview, and, you know, I just can't see, you know, Wellington is not going to beat Elyria in a one-on-one matchup, and neither is Keith. Although, I believe Keith actually, so there's your pitch, Andy. Keystone beat Elyria, I believe, or you're on one of those buzzer beaters. It's been a tough year, I think, for some of the teams in the league, but I'd love to move Keystone in that top five, and who knows, maybe they'll get in by the end of the season.
They were fun to watch last Friday, I'll say that. And I know that's easy for me to sit here and say because it was a buzzer-beating victory with Brody Cool hitting that three-pointer as time expired, but they were a fun team to watch, I will say that. And look, I mean, I think you can make the case for a number of different teams, but you're right. In order for a team to make the top five, you've got to move another team out, and it's tough to justify moving any of those five teams out of your top five given the way they played, especially over the course of the last few weeks. You mentioned that you will be out on assignment tonight at Cleveland Heights, not too far from where you lay your head, so that's actually an easier assignment for you since it's a little bit closer to home. Lorain taking on Cleveland Heights, and again, you can hear that game here on AM 930 WEOL. Tim Alcorn will have the call for you, and looking forward to listening to that. But Joel, as you've done your research looking ahead to this game, you mentioned that Lorain has an opportunity to avenge a loss from earlier this season against the Tigers. What are some of the things we should be looking for in this matchup in particular?
Well, Lorain is really up against it. They're going to need to beat Cleveland Heights and get some help from the rest of the league over the last 2 weeks of the season, because now with their loss to Maple Heights, they're, for all intents, two games behind the Tigers of Cleveland Heights. So they need to win tonight. They need some help, perhaps from Maple Heights against Cleveland Heights. But what they're going to need to do is they're going to have to stop Cleveland Heights' backcourt. You think of Cleveland Heights' big players, including their Ohio State football commit, and you know, they're going to need to stop their backcourt. In the first matchup, I think they held, is it Jalen Smith, I believe the kid's name is, from Cleveland Heights, is going to Ohio State. They're going to need to stop, is it Jalen Harris, maybe, anyway, whatever his name is. He had 4 points, I think, in their first matchup, maybe 10 rebounds, four points, 10 boards. But Cleveland Heights' backcourt killed Lorain, and they're going to have to find a way to get them locked down with Devon Grant and Jordan Jackson and the rest of that crew. They're going to have to find a way to make somebody else beat them aside from Cleveland Heights' backcourt and their star. So that's what I'll be looking for. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see Tim out there, and I'm sure it'll be a packed gym at their new school, and it'll be a fun matchup. You know, this is kind of the rest of the LEL's revenge year, Andy, because Lorraine dominated the league for the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years, and you know, Cleveland Heights and Maple Heights are finally looking for their revenge, and Maple Heights got some earlier this week, and Cleveland Heights will be looking to deliver the knockout punch to Lorraine's LEL hopes tonight.
With all due respect to the other schools in the area, I still think that's the most intriguing matchup of the weekend. Albeit there are some other good ones, but is it safe to say that Lorraine at Cleveland Heights is probably the most interesting matchup this weekend, at least on paper?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it'll be one a lot of folks are looking towards. You know, these are teams that, you know, Lorraine's the best team in the county. Cleveland Heights is one of the best teams in Northeast Ohio. And so, you know, that'll be one that I'll be, of course, I'll be watching. But it's definitely the best matchup here in the area tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we're getting down to crunch time, too. I mean, here we are on February 9th. Tournament time is right around the corner. And you get the feeling that a lot of teams have already pretty much cemented their seeds as we get awfully close to arguably the most exciting time of the year. Joel, we appreciate the time as always, my friend, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
You got it, Andy. And just, you know, the draw is Sunday. The tournament draw is Sunday. So we'll have coverage in Monday's Chronicle-Telegram, including a lot of quotes from area coaches about how things shaped up. So look for that in Monday's paper.
Good stuff. We'll definitely be on the lookout for that. Joel, thank you again.
Thanks, Andy.
Joel Hammond joining us, breaking things down on the high school basketball boys side of things. And as he mentioned, you know, we'll find out Sunday night, Monday morning, how things are shaping up and how the brackets will be aligned. We need to step aside and take a break. We'll do that now. Matt Douglas and I will come back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.